Of course, I lived in Rutland in the Depression, and it was bad because farmers didn't have money, and corn was 10 cents a bushel. Well, sometimes when they'd come to get a haircut, they might bring you chickens. They would bring chickens in to pay for the haircut. They would bring corn. We burn corn in the stove at the shop, and it doesn't always burn real good unless it's real dry. But we tried that. And if you had a sack of coal just to hold your stove over a little, the boys just went and got a sack of coal at the elevator. Would bring part of a sack home. You didn't buy a ton of coal like they did. And the economy's bad now, but there's no way we can go back to living like we used to live. Not that I would want anybody to. That's why I think it's really hard because we don't know what it is to really be, what is actually really hard up in this day and age. And with the equipment, our furnaces and that, they won't run on cobs anymore, and our stoves won't run on. So you just can't go back to living as cheap as they did in the Depression. And same with clothes. All the name brands, they didn't mean anything to us. We didn't have a name brand. And it's got really into name brands. I haven't so much gone with the flow of that either. You kind of live like you did in the Depression, I think. If you've been kind of frugal all your life, you're just kind of on that. I mean, that's not a big thing to me, whether, and that's why I'm driving my old car and my old pickup. In that time, those are the ones that we learned, most of us learned to just save. That was all we knew. And when I taught school, then I raised my dad's haircut price to 50 cents. I put a sign up there because I knew he had to be getting more in the 40s than he was in the 30s during the Depression, and he just didn't think I ought to do that. So, but it worked out all right. And they still kept filling them up. But he was busy, and he barbered for over 60 years, so he kept going.